Snow plows and snow blowers, a common sound across New England today as a howling blizzard with wind gusts over 70 miles per hour hits the region. Some communities have already seen more than 2 feet of snow from this winter blast, and it could end up as one of the top snowstorms of all time in New England. The National Weather Service says wind gusts approached 80 miles per hour on Nantucket, thousands without power there and on Cape Cod. Here now is Alex Ashlock is dusting the snow off his boots, and he's in the studio with us now. And Alex, maybe this storm didn't live up to the forecasts in some places like New York City and Philadelphia, but is certainly hitting hard here.
It's blasting Massachusetts, Jeremy. The snow is blowing because of those high winds you mentioned. That also means in addition to the snow, it's very cold. Wind chills out there today below zero. Visibility also very difficult, basically whiteout conditions in some places in Massachusetts. It does seem, though, Jeremy, that people are heeding the advice from state officials to stay off the highways. Boston basically looks like a ghost town. I know you've been out today. You've seen that.
Yeah.
I was out on the main street today, Commonwealth Avenue here. I didn't see much activity besides those snow plows and the workers clearing the sidewalks. Boston University is closed. Public schools in Boston closed today and also tomorrow.
Yeah, basically, the shorter list would be what is open today. I decided to walk in to the office this morning, and it took me a lot longer than it ordinarily would. I actually ended up wearing ski goggles to get in because the wind was blowing so hard and blowing the snow all over the place.
And you didn't have much company.
I did not have much company. How is the storm affecting travel?
Well, travel is bad today across New England and mainly in Massachusetts. More than 7,000 flights have been canceled up and down the East Coast. Some of the travel bans in other states, New York and Philadelphia, have been lifted, and Massachusetts still has some travel bans in place. Amtrak says there's limited service between New York and Albany, New York, as the storm conditions ease. We talked a little bit about how there was nobody out today. I did catch up with a woman who managed to make it to work just like we did today. She works at one of the few businesses that is open. Her name is Tywee Small. She works at a CVS pharmacy.
I think we should have closed, though, but hey, I guess we like with the doctors if they need to send over a prescription, so I'm working today.
So she's working. If people want to get around, and this is a big question, if you can't drive on the roads and you can't take public transit, what are you supposed to do?
Well, you do what you did this morning, and you do what Tywee was doing. She was walking on the street going to work today. The subway system here in Boston, the T, is shut down. People are being asked to stay off the roads, but there are the snow plows out there. I caught up with a man named Danny Devaney. He works for the town of Brookline, Massachusetts. And Jeremy, he'd been on the job since 10 o'clock last night.
Well, I'm just trying to stay ahead of it. I just grabbed a cup of coffee. I'm going to have a little quick snack and back at it. You got to keep going. Try to stay ahead of it.
So that's a snowplow driver that has had to spend a lot of time working. What about power outages, Alex? Thousands of people without power.
Thousands of people without power, mainly on Cape Cod and Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. The colder than expected weather produced this light and fluffy snow, which really isn't collecting on power lines. So that's a good thing. But there is some flooding along the coast. It's been a major concern of state officials. They have been assisting in a handful of voluntary evacuations in places like Marshfield, Hull, and Scituate. Those are on the coast. Coastal roads as well closed because of the flooding, which isn't unusual for a storm of this size.
Well, and actually yesterday we were speaking with somebody from the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, and I said to him, what are you most concerned about here, the snowfall, the wind, or the tides? He said, I think you've got it in reverse order. The tides are a real problem.
Right, and he as I said, they are evacuating some people from those areas. But again, these are places that are used to these sort of conditions, and they're prepared for situations like this. And we had a lot of warning about this storm as well because of the forecast. Jeremy, there are some huge snowfall totals here from the storm so far. You mentioned that at the beginning. Framingham, which is in the central part of the state, actually just west of Boston, as of midday, reported 30 inches of snow, 26.2 inches in Shrewsbury. So lots of snow out there in this storm.
Here now is Alex Ashlock, who has been out on the streets of Boston today, which is one of the worst places in terms of how this storm has impacted the region. Alex, thank you so much.
You're welcome.